get the horses in, feed them, and so they're ready for a day's work, and milk the cows, and then usually separated the milk with a hand crank separator, cream separator. Usually ate breakfast after we'd done the chores. And then we'd go out, if we were going to do field work, we'd go out and have to harness the horses, hitch them up to whatever implement we were going to use, plow or disc or whatever. We put in long days, usually stopped for lunch at noon. We had a meal. Of course, we were using a lot of energy. We needed food. And then after a day's work in the field, then we had to milk the cows again, had to unharness the horses and use a curry comb and brush and rub them down, feed them. Long days. When we were husking corn, we tried to get out before daylight even, just so we're ready to go when the sun came up. Of course, we worked through the heat. If we were putting up hay, for instance, we worked whether it was hot or not. My dad started out, with one row machinery, one row Lister planter, one row cultivator, and then he got a two row planter, and it grew from there. We had two row Lister planters when we first moved up here in 1950. And then we got a four row planter, and then a six row, and then it grew from there.